do the ganze inyan from Pesach, the inyan from Kapozen, as I've stated in Pesach in the A. The Shechel of Chomet, Shivas Yom, Torechel of Matzis, Lachamayni, ki b'chipozen, yotzosom, eretz Mitzrayim. What's the gather of chipozen? What's the Pesach, I mean, it's Shas Mashtein, but the Afil of Shittu Shemigra, but from the Belisoif messages, what's stated on the Pesach, what's the inyan from chipozen by Pesach? Now, when the Yalkut brings on his shaitz, but was the Yalkut, the Mufreshim, all the Mufreshim, now God is speaking about who's the Chipozen? There's three sheetahs. One man, the Yomah, holds Chipozen in Mitzrayim, Rabbi Shimon Korach holds Chipozen in Yisrael, and Abba Chodom, Shimon Rabbi Lazar, Chipozen in the Shechina. Which maybe we'll get to the Protim, but Abba Chodom, so Chipozen in Mitzrayim, they wanted to get them out. Chipozen in Yisrael, because they wanted to get out, like he speak Mitzaykum. And then it says, "V'chipozim l'shchina," because the klaisa was remem tasharitum. You have to get him out more shneller. And then the pasuk continues, "V'man tiskor dos musta k'denkim." As you're in tiskor, made some time come here. Yechad, what do you remember? You went out v'chipozim. What's the get of the chipozim? What's so to the toyer that a person has to remember chipozim? Noch hashayla, hachodesh hazel lachem, shteitoch in Parshas Boy. This is the ersh, the mitzvah shen enam b'Yisrael. What's the hachodesh hazel lachem? Why is that the first mitzvah? Nachke de kach as und das posha shachas mit tsis mit tsaim ach ge zabel khan was together and the first posha the third bresh bukem um rab yitz hayter an shaylo tsokh la haskol a tsaylo bkhay shat zabel khan what we stop bresh bukem yet stop bkhay shat zabel khan she mit tsir tsayn shat zabel yisra what's the chat that hak the third is also unheben no except that you have a tendency because you have to know the whole shtasos at bottom of the essence the third has to stop on a khay shat zabel khan what's the get at bottom by Kiddush Rabbanu, we say Tanu Vayri Gishmol Yimolo Izoch Lishol Lahakpil Pnei Avin Shemeshmayim Pamaras Mokhadish Dayam Om Nabai Yehuch Tzorch Lamei Mu'umad. We'll soon see if we get to it. The Avodah Noiro that the Greisa Bali Avodah is to do by Kiddush Rabbanu Lahakpil Pnei Avin Shemeshmayim Mitref Poshet Shechina. What's the get out of what are you supposed to do? What's the Hilkach Tzorch Lamei Mu'umad? What's the get out of what are you supposed to do? What's the Pshat? Is before we understand this in Yonah from Chapozot and the Inyan from Kiddush Chodesh and Kiddush Ravonah, I want to start with a Zaytik Prat and then tie it in. Is an expression that's brought down, some say the Me'ili says it, and some say the Abiyudah Chosid originated it. It's a famous expression, I grew up with that because it was written on the shul. A lot of shuls, they have that on the Shavisa Hashem, like some of the Amalek shuls, they used to have Odom disetul. Odom doig al ibud domov. A person worries about when he loses his money. Ve'ene doig al ibud yomov. And a person does not worry about when he loses his days. Domov ene oizrim. Money can't help you. And yomov ene choizrim. Days don't come back. So why are you worrying about the dollar? Dollar's not going to help you anyway. Sagonis. And you're not worried about time? This is the famous expression. We'll talk a little bit openly. Most of us do not care about time. We kill time. That's mamish the word. We kill it. We mamish kill it. In 1 minute, a mensch can zayich hazayim tehilu tshuva can zayich hazayim oylam haba. In 1 second, I told you an altar slobodik says, "Agoises harei yochai lechol dvorim." Agoises? You ever see agoises? I saw a few times. Leilena, it shouldn't happen again. Agoises, if we see the bubbles coming out of his mouth, a gate from the belt. Is tovod, you touch the goises, you shave your domen. You have eidim nasroz, all the eivish domen. You mamish shave your domen. Is zok aldo was about the vos kedushin ton. A goises harei yochai lechol dvorim. Zok aldo could have a hechle machshova. If you bow, you took away a mensch from a hechle machshova, you chayv misa. Is from ein hechle machshova, the last second of a person's life. Because vos kedushin mensch ton, amnut, ashoa, yor, avoch. And we take time and we kill it. What's the pshat? Why isn't? And we all know the truth. We know that Noch Alamai says nobody is tachlich mas kashness. Money you can't take along, and we worry our whole lives about money, and we don't worry anything about time. You can kill Friday, you can kill Shabbos, or kup da ben esmaravos. I tell you, we're all not going to claim for Pesach. And what are you going to do the next week? And what are you going to do erev Pesach? And what are you going to do Chol Hamoed? What are you going to do the night of Pesach? What are you going to do the next day of Pesach? Into the Halik Seder. What are you going to do? Chrov and Bet Agatzatov. What is a person doing? He kills his time. What's the pshat? And those precious moments you'll never get back. You'll absolutely never get. It's a pliya tzuma. A person's chas v'shom sick. By the umas ha'olim, you see that the pliya noir, I heard this from Abdon Segel. He brought out this legacy. Once heard it, he said a shmuz, but I see Yosef Bush, and I went to hear it. It was a mamash eye opener. He says, the guy, if somebody's in place, they matrich themselves to save a person's life. And what does the guy do after he gets better? He sits in front of the TV with a beer. And he watched television. This is, so what did you say? So much money in the government money and people, matria, fire engines, face of us, police force, all the hospitals of us. Umaratim at the match, was tut him at the Zeit? Lahal bin Tumul Tain, and what do we do at the Zeit? Why is it that we kill time as the most precious? I heard Flav Yankiv, that says she made tshuva and the Shabbat Shuva drosha, the Gazok. Vos kiddish haben shaveh, kras achren lechaim, is the most precious thing a person has time. And what do we do with time? But fact, yes, as this man basically is over, is vos tum mehagad avet tzai. What's the pshat? What's the get out of it? So I want to tell you something. Rav Tuvia Goldstein said, a gewaldige sod godul godul v'noid. A mensch hat a problem. A person has a etzer. If you don't realize you have a problem, then go back to sleep. Makes a difference nothing. Come until you have a etzer. But if you realize you do have a problem, you realize you do have, you have to find an etzer. Who should you go to for an etzer? Who should you go to for an etzer? If a chas v'shalom person is not going to go for an etzer, you don't know you have a problem, you're going to go for an etzer, but the man's blood not. So he is the way he is. But if a person does, so them is all again. Zok that I say. He says, and he wants to be, he wants it from them all again. That again to a mensch, was is a noki, a tzaddik, a tohor, he's nokim called pekam, a maimin is a bayidei shemayim, eksha v'ula, you'll be pekam from an etzer. Bring to that ayah. You see, noyach is tzaddik, you need more. He dashed in 120 years of the Gezak that Rosh. Did it help him? He had toy to bank it. So Gornish Geholfen. 120 years of the Geschrigan says, I'm a marble. So Gornish Geholfen. Kumt Avromavinu, Mamish, and he's Alfred, Dr. Rambam, Revolvis, he was Marzal Lachuba. He brought a moon. What's that given? I stayed in Shah, Vegan Avrom, he was his Tzaddik. Avrom, my father's given a Tzaddik, but Toysh, Dosh, Tate, Noyach is Tzaddik, and Noyach was a Matzir of Avrom. Was zogt er an afgemine weil bei neuech is gewen mit tani amono so man jetzt mit tani amono kennst nicht hören von dem jüdischen mal it won't come money you won't hear from him you can find different things aber muss wissen nicht hören von dem avrom wir uns nicht gewen mit tani amono avrom wir uns drin gegeben avrom is gewen der erste was an he pushed it as do amono in der welt is that not there gewen the afgemine is that somebody when you go for an eater you have to go person was the other mentions marshall himself in that middle if you have a problem let's say you don't know how to value time and you need aces for time, who are you going to go? You're going to go to somebody, maybe I shouldn't say it to somebody, but I'm going to say it, then you'll have tiny to applach of vase of tomatoes of me. I'd rather not say, I come to life alone, from Ilum Dinum Dinum, I tell the brochas, Effington the Stuf Hagamorah. There's no Sheikh of Talmatoida. Time means nothing by him. Him, you're going to go to a brocha. That chicken can help and get a bracha. He's going to help you. The boss help in it. And that's why the most $1 million business today, the biggest business today in the Yiddishkeit is brachas. You know how much people make on brachas? They sell, they come, they travel. Why? Because the other person's brachas didn't help. So you're coming back to the other guy. No, I'm going to come. He goes like this, and nothing helps. And you keep investing millions and millions and millions of dollars monthly. Kleisel is drained because people are looking for brachas and ISIS and it doesn't help. Because how can they don't help? Because these people are helpless to buy. The traveling salesman's taka, they're not worth anything. And the nuchan, all they want is your money and your covet. And they don't give you the yaitzes. So go back to you, he said, the gone is helfin. You have to go to Avram, Mavinu, Emetzeva says, what if you don't have an Avram, Mavinu? Dafenem and the Svarim, look at the Svarim from those people that were mashing themselves in the Yenemide. If you want to know what time is, look at the Chazanish. He'll tell you what time is, he'll tell you how to value time and give you the eights. You're going to go look to somebody who was a Hodesh with some of the site, you happen to write the door in a few Ma'amorim. It's a bonus, you'll get nothing out of it. It won't pick you up. It's Mustazuchan and the eights for the people that value time. People that'll tell you what's this making reposing. They'll tell you the Sod Ha'ibur, they'll tell you what it means, Achoshe Alechem. Those people that mashing themselves on time, they'll give you the eights. And Kol Zula says, "Ef is vayin." And Bemsim Susi Shom said, "Susi Shom said he taishes the pasuk. He brings down the Gemara about Basa and Ches. The pasuk and Pashas Bolot. Al Kain Yoimru Hamoishlim Bow Vecheshmin. Zok the Dash in the Gemara Vesmei Moishlim. Al Kain Yoimru Hamoishlim BeYitzrom. Bow Vnechashem Cheshbonel Shaloylom. Hefsid Mitzik and Eged Chalav Zchalav Eni and Eged Seida." Zok the Susi Shom Favas. He says in Perik Gimel, "The Eitz Amitis you'll only know from someone that's Moishlim BeYitzrom." You're going to send somebody with somebody who's a Hodesh Kei Shaykh is a Cheshvan Nefesh. He's going to give you a Cheshvan Nefesh, not Shaykh. And Zokti says the famous thing. He says a person doesn't see. This is very important. Ain of Reis, a person does not see. You look with your eyes and you see wrong. You walk and you're looking at Choshech. You go, Mechoshech. Toshech Choshech V'Loyla V'Simas Kol Chais. Ze'olam HaZeh Shudem V'Loyla. Mench that is. He says, what's the doyma to a person that goes to a gan? What's a gan? Like a maze. They used to have in the olden days, they used to have a person, a high thing, they used to look down, they put people into a maze. You know what a maze is? Doors closed, open, this and that. You have to get into them, you have to get into the house in the middle. When it's hard to see, it doesn't have to go, all doors look the same, all paths look the same, he's running around in circles. Who can go? If a guy's on top, or the person that went once already, and he went and he looked down, they looked at, oh, I can have the zog meets again. The Moshe Rabbeinu Yitzchak is only that's Moshe, but he can tell you how to value these things. What it means Torah, what it means Tefillah, what it means Chesed, what it means Avodah. Only someone is mashing himself in Yen Amidah. If you go to anybody else in that, you're not going to be Matzliach. It's Valik, Gavaldik Yisod, Rabbi Yeruchim said it over, Rabbi Michal Feinstein writes in the Sefer, he says it, that he heard it from Rabbi Yeruchim, and he told it over to Biskerov. The Biskerov had Moidik Meshaber given the word. But you have to listen very, very carefully. But in order to appreciate the Biskerov's word, I have to tell you a word I heard from Absholom. But Absholom said over Rabbi Leib Chasman. He said a gewaldige word, but you have to hermit cop. You can't have any defenses. No, do not let you know. Absholom Bavolba said, every American has a big sign on his heart. Do not enter. Stay, do not enter. Let me live. Take off that machitza just for a few minutes and listen. The pearls of wisdom of people that were so great and so clean and so lucky was able to give them the mamish l'chukei chayim that could help you understand what it means chepozen and it help you change your life. Mamish could change your life. Chodesh nizim. Sokter azeh. Rav Leib Chasman says, Ashtet in the Chazal in Shavuos Taf Lamed Aleph, and the Rambam brings it halacha. The Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Aleph learns it from the pasuk with the Vashay Ketichak. And the Rambam brings it under the pasuk with Sadik Tishvet Tamisecha, it's two different sukkim, it's against the title of this, but in Kamakum Nahar. What's the halacha? Two baladinim come in front of you, you can't have this person dressed rich, and this person dressed poor. Why? It'd be noited the din. The rich person was Tamsav Gered, the Yeon is a schlepper, what does he know? There's a tchunas hanevish in the mensch. When you see a respectable person, like, oh, he has kofflings, all the beakers, and all the clocks, and the shuana, bosselinos, a knack, now come to rein vaden teure, so it's a schlepp, it's a brochen, it's a klapte mensch. There's nothing to talk about that a klapte mensch is definitely wrong, he's desperate for money, and the rich person is 100% right. Zogtun is the posse in achiv minatoira, but the vashek et tichak. Zogt Rova, the Gemara says, weiter, Rova says, even if they're the exact same, but one of them has fancy socks, and the other one doesn't have such fancy socks. Yeah, tell him to take off his socks. Became a sugar fan. Rova, the painter, Rova's a shtick schinner. Is Rova, but then they didn't turn it. They go, ooh, give a cook of his zekalach. The zekalach is a bizarre. He has a fancy design. The other one not. He's in the vashek. Rova, you're possible from dying. You can't let them walk and both walk in barefoot. Or else give the other guy fancy socks. Socks are going to be the amench zekin zayna oigen. Your eyes are a liar. This is the yisod. Whatever you see with your eyes is lie, because the lie only shows you the eye only shows you the chitzon. You look at a person, see that all brisket peis, all blanket sitters, all agrees and strimel, all takapote. So what do you look? You look with your eyes. Oh, this is what the person is. That's nothing to do with that. Your eyes are liars. You have to realize that everything you see with your eye is a lie, because it's only the chitzon. But a person can't control himself. The eye sees and the eye does. You go according to your eyes. And that's a dosh tetach in the pasuk that Rav Leib Chasman dosh tetach in the Gemara. A person has to realize that your eyes are lying to you. Everything that you see with your eyes is a lie because you only see the chitzon. And we still live that way. We can't even control ourselves. No matter what you do, zok Rabbi Yeruchim, nochak neitz. Not only your eyes are a lie, but even if your eyes are straight and you think that you see straight, there's something else that can still fool you. That's the arum, the around. Even let's say you're down and say, all of a sudden you see the arum from Nazach. Dr. Azay, listen to the Hermit Kof. If you take a look by the Umas Oilam, a Tifla, what's a Tifla? Big building, big signs. What do they have over there? Also, Tutsukot in Rome is big signs. Bye, big, do that. Take a look by Tzadik. Lahadl ben Tumel Taida, Chazadish. His doors, his hinges didn't even work good. They didn't even close in Ganses. The windows were broken. They didn't lock it. Give a cool, the Chazadish, cool, Yemis. And he has no Harum. And the Umas Oilam, Zolt Rabbi Yeruchim, if you want to know, where is a mensch? Take away that room. Mensch, tak, knack, yeshiva.
I met your centuries of Chassidim. I met your Tados. He's a Yodish. He's a this and that. Those are this and that. Arum. Take it all away. Take it all away. Where the governor? Namar avek arum for a man. She says, if you do that, you'll be oyga avodah zarah. And not only is the din of Rabbi Yochanan to be oyga the etzem chetzav na avodah zarah, but the arum, because arum is going to fool you. Many times we fool any person that takes a yeted in his hand. Takes Hamidia. And he opens it up to the middle section. The mensch left in Dimyin. Er sucht for the builder. Who's there? Who's going to get to the Hall of Fame? Who's going to be this? Who did that? Wer hat umgeklappt die Zuzes? Wer hat gemacht den Kreis der Tisch? Who did this? Who said it to the Russia? And you're looking for that. You're part of them. Kamoy ni yasem, kol ha-shev ha-tehben. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for the eyes. That's what you're going to be. Chitzoin, 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 chitzoin. Und du bist grob mit sein scharfer Blick. Gesehen stark mich aber gewend der Wort. What do you want to be done something? You want to be a done. Who should I go to? So them's all against the nature. So for Abtuvia, not only have to go to a mens, was er is not here then. Nehme weg die ganze Arum. Go to a person, was hot nicht kein Arum. No rah, 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 no tumult, tru, kovid, la teure, tru, was hot ist mit teure. Tru, kovid, la teure, was hot ist mit teure. Take away all the junk, all the junk, all the junk, all the junk. I'll tell you something, but not anybody over here is going to understand what I'm saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. You want to understand what I'm talking about? The Baron Kaiser, anybody over here was yearning for the Baron Kaiser? Yearning for him. Why not? It's too late. The Baron Kaiser, once he was learning in the shul where he davened over there on the lomah or something, that shelf fell down. The sforah fell down on the shelf. Rabbi Bones picks up this mess. They put it on the shelf. The Baron Kaiser walked by. So he sees a bocha being beside the sforah. He says, Rabbi, I beg the junk. He went over to Yitzchak Haskalitz. He said, what does the Rav mean? Does the Rav mean like the bad binding? Like what's junk? Like what's junk? I told you won't understand it. These people without that room, that's Rabbi Kiveger. That's without that room. So she sure was out of that room. The Biskirov didn't have an room. Rav Chaim didn't have an room. There's no room. These are the people. I can't say what Rav Van Kreiser said. Rav Ulm Zan Fabrento, but that mentions a great mensch. He can cover his checks. Why if I make the junk? What's a junk? There's such a thing as the room, the shekel and the shekel and the shekel. You'll never get anything out of it. You'll never get anything out of it. You have to rip it away. If you're not going to rip it away, you're going to end up going to a mensch of a wegreisen. From drei Sachen, you have to rip around the room. And then you could be nichnas to see what chipozen is, what maton is, what's leman tisker, what's the avoid from Pesach, what's cholomoyd, what's the ganza chodesh. This you can change your whole life. First you have to rip away the ganza. The newspapers, for the ganze bilbul and the shekel and the shekel. Take any president of the United States. Take away the ganze room. Better to give any mensch. It's not to believe. Every single one, from George Washington all the way down. The life story, when the nichnas into the kishkes, better give any mensch. I feel doom is a oilem shem. By once, I told you what Rabbi Kiveger said on the going. What closer you get to him, you see he's bigger and bigger. Hey, everybody else, we're closer and closer. You get this, more stiles. Noch stiles, noch stiles. What happened there? What should you do? He has no choice. But for the good, what's closer, you get... It's to them is also the gang. The Musach Baitin Ben Levin. We're living in that Kufa in Neuro, Neuro, Neuro. And they get to the Bechanev Zayin. Nem a mensch on the Arum. He should want to give you the Eidus. He should want to give you the Eidus. He's the one that will give you the Mesoida. Anybody with Arum, Kessus, and Nishtroi? You can't destroy. When a person looks with his eyes and he sees the ganze Welt, he sees the Sheker, he has to rip away the room for mention off in itself, just the etzem. And then if you rip that off, then maybe you'll be able to be nifna. The reason why Odom doig al ibud dobos, ve'ene doig al imov al ibud yomov, is va'a mensch cook with his eyes. He sees, oh, this person did a rich shidduch, so I have to do a rich shidduch, then that'll be glit. This person made a lot of money, and he's happy, I think, so I also want to make a lot of money, and I'll be happy. There's a big, there's a new lottery. I'm going to get $250 million in my pocket. How many people are spitting their dreams? They're wasting their time in Mitten Fnashe Voltian, and some in the middle of Krishma also. Oh, the boy should be fine, win. I'm making a list. I'm like, who I'm going to... I'm actually letting the miyoyness I got with the miyoyness I get. One word, say, Ashi Yoshi Vesechi, you have more schar than all the $250 million that you'd end up in jail with anyway. That's not a mensch gleitin the almighty dollar, I gleitin the geld. Well, I said, geld, 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 geld. Maybe geld will anisht. Now is the time. Achoyish has a lachem. You can start now with relations. You can change your life. A person has to realize, now, today, this second is the first day for the rest of your life. Might have a busy yet to say, yet can't zechbait. But you have to be willing to zechbait. If a mensch is willing to zechbait, then he can hear, mamish, the aces from the Gedolei Yisrael. Now, before I get there, I want to tell you a few tonight you need. Before you decide you want to change yourself, and then will be blina the nichnas, what's spent chipozen, and what's the avoided from this. I told you a few times, Mishalom from the Kamenitz of Magid. The Kamenitz of Magid, and I grace a mensch, people know the Dubna Magid, the Kelma Magid, the Bialystok Magid. Then there's the Kamenitz of Magid. He wrote 14 drushes in the Svarim. Each one is very long, but it's just, he's Kaleel, Matorah, Mamish, Arain, Arain, Arain. He was Marchev in a Medish in Kehillas, and it was Dr. Moshe. Listen to this, Moshe. So I made a marshal. It was once a king that had a mighty big palace. The Tzimmer's given shen over the other one. And as you go in, it was just breathtaking. He got into one room over there that was right next to where the king is. And the over there was a big, beautiful golden cage that is what you put it. Was that what they call the cage? A bird cage. Bird cage. And there was a parakeet. The parakeet was so beautiful and it sang so beautiful. And right next to the parakeet was an open window. The fresh air used to come in. The parakeet used to sing. It was breathtaking. And then he had a shisla from water, that was from gold. And a shisla for little seeds, and that was from silver. Then he had something else, with diamond around it. Once the parakeet was sitting, and there, sitting and eating, and this and that, all of a sudden a few birds, and they had outside, it was a beautiful orchard. And a bunch of birds came in, they were looking at him, and they said, oh, how lucky you are, you missed the parakeet. You're lucky about a king. You're living in a golden house, and you have to say, mamish, they serve you when it's cold, and mamish, they make heat. And when it's hot, they make it cold, because they want you to live. They give you everything. He says, I'm lucky. I'm the most miserable bird in the world. I'm stuck over here. I can't fly. What's a bird? A bird is a fleeing. I'm Michael with this gold. What's the guy giving me this junk? I want to be in the veld. I can't. Well, she said, you think you people are so much happier? You birds are so much happier. And they started being sakech, and they realized, yeah, he's right. Einach and Ami were cold, and Einach and Ami were hot. And then we have to work for our food. We have to find our food. We have to make a nest. Oh, the mensch is not in jail, so it's not in jail. So he's right. So he says, you know, maybe you have rachmanis on me. I have a sister that's so, mom is so smart. She has such a beautiful voice. Go to this and this yard, this far away, it's 2-day trip. And go and tell her my pain, tell her, ask her, what should I do? How do I get out of jail? So how are you going to get out? How can you get, you can't get out of jail. Ask her, he's a chachom as he can alles. Good, so they decided between themselves, they took a strong bird, they said, okay, do get it. He's a shkia. So after coming into Maggie, the bird flies and flies, mamish, she never, till finally he finds that, oh, he says, he sees the sister for you. Oh, he's up to Sholem Aleichem, Aleichem, Valdneichem, you should know your brother's Mitzari, Wamishliya, the Muslim health energy. And this bird is crying. He says, what? He says, your brother has such tsar. He says, he's boichel everything, but he can't get, how is he supposed to get out? She said, that's the tsar of my brother. She fell down on the floor, dead. Mamish Nefesh. A heart attack, never. Oh, this bird goes, flies back 2 days. He comes back to the bird, he comes with that kop arom genged. So the bird from the king, his palace says, what did you go to my sister? He said, I can't even talk. What do you mean you can't talk? You have to tell what she said. He said, I can't even talk. I've been going to her, I'm telling you. So I'll tell you what happened. As soon as I told her the story, she had such agmas nevish, she fell down and she died. Oh, he says, that's what happened to my sister. And he got into it. He started not eating, he started not drinking, he's sitting in the corner of the cage. People, the people have to take care and make sure that the bird is does and sings for the king. They come inside, they see Mamish, Bli Shum Chiyas. A day later, he lays down on the floor, he's finished, he died. So they open it up and says, listen, we can't have a tighter bird over here. They pick the guy up, they throw him out of the window. As soon as they throw the bird out of the window, he throw him fleeing, and he goes away, he runs right to his sister. I had dying for the Aitzes to be so good. Right away with the Aitzes. You make yourself like you're dead. Make yourself like you're dead, so no one's going to buy you. Throw out the garbage. Meanwhile, you're living your happy life. That was the pictures. Look to come into Maggie. Shabbos. First of the images again, Shabbos. Shabbos. You know what a Shabbos is. Biz, bain, yuvain, bain, yuvain, 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 but a person so fun, no, but I got so much with guilt and schmelt. And they'll do some of all of them. So the image says, Shabbos, you're dead. Finish. Make yourself like you're dead. I can't go to work. Terry doesn't let me. Now that you're out of the chains of the ganze week, jetzt kannst du so zustellen, was Shabbos is, was in Zukunft no Yuroi is, was Shabbos is. So the Kamenei Tzamagi. When a person wants to get rid of your friends, the first thing, make yourself a tight the mensch. What should I do? I feel like I got stomach ache. What should I do? I can't. hey, you know, we're having a family get together the 3rd day of Chol HaMoed, we're going to mamash his sister's Bobby's anniversary, she's 92 years old.
You stay home. Nutzto is the Zeit.
So to come in, it's a maggid. The first thing I do, make yourself like you're dead.
I'm tight.
First he says, no one's going to bother you. It was such a good day. I'm telling you, I used it so many times. I'm not feeling well like this and that. I'm just getting excited. Hi, the middag is vague. When you get to my age, you'll see it comes in. You onto what do you do? The kinder kumin. So what do you do when you have, you want to clean for Pesach? So what do you do? The week before Shabbat, the week before Pesach, you go to your Aiden's house, you go to this. So 2 meals of Chalais Gehalten. The 3rd meal, I took my mom, I'm pushing, I'm feeling well. He said, H.L. Swiss in the 2nd, I sat in the house, I got special, and it was, what was it getting eaten? What was it getting eaten? It's such a good to eat, it's such a good to have this, and so I'm a little thing again. The best thing, you make yourself, you're crying, pushing, not feeling well, you wish, I push, wish I was there. That's it. 2nd thing, talk to Biskidov, you gotta get rid of your friends. You gotta get rid of your friends. Pascal Bransky. Pascal Bransky once went to a yeshiva. He went to a chapa mitzvah for dirt and surely this trap. Go he goes, he sees, and the whole yeshiva's not there. I told you this once. The whole yeshiva's not there. One bachas and he's still learning. He said, fact, I would yeshiva, I would a minion. He says, as the minion is, alam gegangen zu achasna. Boch at chasna, alam gegangen zu achasna. He says, how could we even go?
You
made like this. Yeah, we'll just learn it. He says, very good. One of the kenyonim from Torah is miyuter echeretz.
Miyuter echeretz.
Ah, my friend is getting married.
Okay.
So that's anyone the kenyonim from Torah. Throw the chof and nine friends. That's the shkenzi of the chasna. You don't have to go to every misibi. You don't have to go. I people have time to. You have to get rid of your friends. First thing, make yourself like a toy. That's how you get rid of your family. Then you got to get rid of your friends. You get rid of your friends. And the Biskidov told his children 3 things. You know how to go to Afghanis, this girl. You know how to go to Afghanis. You know how to read a newspaper, you know how to talk politics. You do that when you're living in Eretz Yisrael? I don't know, in America it's not so does. Oh, but that is how I was up to be a skirov. It's not shayach ha-menzol matzliya zayn unless kol's money is for divi toga. If a person wants to start and he wants to hear what the tzaddikim, the oilim, what did they do? You have to be nichras into another world. You have to be willing to throw the chaf in the free to go over. If not, then you're still in Mitzrayim. Your mom is still in Mitzrayim. And Ramchal says 2 times a day we'll misspell in the tefillah from Haskoros Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Lerecha Esrei Sefer Mitzrayim because in Ramchal there's a zikah in Mitzrayim. You still there's a zikah there, and you have to misspell 2 times a day as in with the Haskoros. As Achvul Aroi is going from Yerem Mitzrayim from Yerem Bitter Mitzrayim. Another gewaltig yesod gold of a noida that's been again to help a person but to make his decisions when he wants to raise the choice on another bench. It's a gewaltig yesod. You have to realize and you have to think, and this is a gemara sanhedrin that way. Again, this is a muskel that's very rochuk rochuk for nuns. A person has to realize that the Torah is a real thing. Let me explain it. The Ragachov, before he went to sleep, he used to go to sleep at 1 o'clock and get up at 4 o'clock. He slept 3 hours and 24 hours. The rest of the time was a shturm. Before he went to sleep, he took the Rambam. Everything was by him was the Rambam. He used to say to himself, you know, he's a chot meir that the kum lienavelt, and he always started with the Rambam, and there'll be a din on him chas v'shalom. But and he always started with the Rambam. He said the Rambam's my Rebbe. So he said, yeah. So he says, I still handle the shoyin meichet. He said, well, what's the The Rebbe's for it girecht. He always said the Rebbe's. His thing was the Rambam. The Rambam. Him together with Rav Chaim with the Bochrim. They learned by a certain person that taught him the shpalt, the splitting, the whole shpalt, and he gave him that derech halim, and that everything was totally with the. The Loshen Hazov, the Nesher Hagodol, everything was the Rambam. And that's how he grew up, together with Abchaim. Everything is a Rambam, like the Rambam. I call upon him, the Ragachov, before he used to go to sleep, he used to pick up the Sefer, Agutanacht, Rebbe. He gave it a kush, and he put it down. When he woke up in the morning, right after Bechaz HaToyla, they go, Good morning, Rebbe. Gave it a kush, and he opened it up. And the Rambam left. At the Gemara Sanhedrin state that if a person's only the Torah is Mahzeres Eitzel Koino, Mavakeshes. The Torah is misspelled. You ever think that the Torah is real? Because Torah is at most a piece of parchment. That's Chushtof, there's a Akkov, that Torah is gewaldig. Oh, but the Torah is a real thing. There's a Gleis of Mensch, his name is Rabbi Yosef Sokovitz. A Gleis of Masin Otsav Anoyah. The person was like Posig Pumim Megisa. There was a person who passed his house, it was late at night, everybody was sleeping, and they heard the curl Torah from him. And when he heard the girl Torah, he used to learn the Omol, he used to learn with the Hazein, the Mama, she used to reichen sich sticker. And the person, when he passed by, he realized, in the sounds of the Divya Torah, it sounded to him like the Torah is crying, please learn with me, don't go away from me. Like the Gemara is crying, he had that feeling. Now, although this person was an Ish Pashid, and he stood there, and Zolgo Ein of the Moyes. He heard what the person was going to, and he felt as the Torah says, "Please learn with me, learn with me." And so, that was the sound that he heard. It's like what another dimension. The person became an Odom Godel just from hearing the voice from the head, Yena, the Yosef, or the Lemb, or Moedek Hasmoder. He's a younger man in Stott. I'm not going to tell you the name. He's his only shot in the family. I ain't heard it. This person, I'm friend of him, he's much younger than me. I'm the mensch. Chalt is the greatest in the Stott. He's ain't doing the loyal, can't be this Teufelsche, all the Midas Teufelsche, Malach Chachom, is Chalt the mensch. He's a book, he's a Tamachochom, he's a tzaddik, he's this. He takes a sefer before he goes to sleep. I'm with him for a long time. And then the sefer, and the Zokta say, he takes the sefer and he says, gain the shavek for me. Gainish Avek from it! Whatever, the last sefer that he took, the Ktois, a Gemara, whatever it is. Gainish Avek from it! Ich kum ba'al tzadik! And he holds the sefer to him until a tear comes out of his eye. He won't put down that sefer until he has the tzarnag besnefesh. When I mention Avek, gain for say, Mama, get Avek, and I'll the Mama, the vase, I will see my mother tomorrow. The vase of my mother would live to, the vase, my Mama, get Avek. And he don't vain, it will say, zusammen, say, Mama. He takes the sefer, halt es sich! Gainish Avek from it! And he waits and waits until the Agnostevich, ain't there, at least has to go, and as I get his love. He gets up with such as Jesus. He's such as, I get sick to Saint Tata, I get sick to Saint Mama, I get sick to Saint Taylor. The Torah is so alive. That's what a person has to realize. You have to realize, first of all, get rid of that room. You have to break off your free dick of friends, and you have to realize the Torah left. And if you realize the Torah left, this is Ananda the Velf. You'll join into a new world that you never joined before. Yimidi steht in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin. Le'olam yehi odom zoriz l'ling mera teure v'nei shakol chayov tuluyim bo. Dein ganzer Leben ist tolle in Talmud teure. And that's what the Chazon Ish writes in the Kovitz Igdis. In the Erste Chelik, in the Geres Gimel. Na roi l'chabel tachbulois eichlik lois hasmodis alimud. First of all, zuch eitzis. Second thing, l'hispal az atomid. Rabbi Shalom, help, may should be a masmid. Says you can have different sedolim, you can have them in the Musa, you can have them in Mishnayis, Gemara Be'iyun, Gemara Mehirus. You have to have a good chava. You have to learn in the base medish. V'ikir liskir lefnami ato omelu v'lil hasir das mizeh. Zok te chazanish, milo no godel chazanish. The mask, the pillar from Klai Yisrael, Masayet Giton, and he gives us the Eitzis. Zuch Eitzis to become a mask to understand B'Sigei. The stipler when he was a yingler. They used to call him Yankee Yisrael. They used to go. He went every single day. They saw he was nichnas vayt into the Welt, the oilum of Torah. His neshama was mizdache. Every day his neshama got more and more rain. He became more and more older. He was a little boy, but his sheiva became so big. He learned. He learned to live in a new world that's called the chayif in Torah. So leaven in Torah, the leaven of Torah. And he made that funny hachlota that everybody should. But he made it when he was 10 years old. Loi la'abe the regel of Atola. Don't waste a moment. The Chazon Ish writes, if you want to be kind of Hasmoda, 1 minute of Torah is like 10 hours of Torah. That has to be the Chashiv. So if that, you're going to lose it. And he used to say, Chaval al Zman, Chaval al Zman, until the stifle turned out to what it was. And by 10 years old, he was making himself oil Torah that he should not be waste any time. And he only thought Torah, he only that anything else was nitcha from his heart, nitcha from his mind. Nishtum Zis is a Gemon, the stifle, Nishtum Zis is Abchaim, Hosein Gesund, Abchaim. And this is the way these people are. The people that live in Ananda Welt, the Bikivega. He was once was very, very sick. So if you remember, Rabbi Shlomega took him, he had to go to her fresh ear. They took him out to a field. And he didn't know what they put him in, they carried him in, they put him onto a wagon. If they put him in a wagon, they took him over the wagon, they put him onto a place that was the official roof. And they made room that people the people that wanted to go with him, they should be able to breathe the fresh air. And his eyes were closed, and angetracht and learning. It's a few minutes, he says, Avuz the kin. So the chav, you know what he thought? He thought, if you're ever sitting and there's nothing in front of him, he's a sandik for a bliss. So he didn't know, what else would he think? He's going to breathe fresh air, enjoy the Alps, and take a swim. They'll put on Simpson Pinkus tapes and go sit in the and get a gadgets and brosach in the zun. And he thinks he's Makayim Lishmaik and Snap Jesechem. It's a Bikivega left in Ananda Welt. It's left in the Welt for a Bikivega. The stipler they left in the veld from the stipler. They left in the left on the under veld. So if a person wants to realize that it's an under veld, listen to what the Chachovim teach us at the Gemara Gisod Gol Vanoya. What time is it? It's late.
42.
It's a Dvorim Amukum Ad Mo'oi. I'll try to give the Tamsis Hadvorim, and then you'll see that it's Kedai Vikedai. A person to be Mishan is Gan Sachayim Befrat Nechoydish of Nisim. Everything in the Bli is, there's two things. There's Zman, something that's born in the world of Zman, and Memshelis Azman. Zman is shoyded on the thing. For instance, the Eibishter, we have no Hasoga, we know Mamunah Pshutas, and the Eibishter B'Shaf Nevelt, he's Lamayla Mazman, and he created Zman. He was the one that created Zman. Bereishis Borlokim, Boruch Ois Bereishis, he made beginning, he made such a thing as Zman. Anything as Zman has to end. Because Zman ends. There's a minute, there's the beginning of the minute, there's the end of the minute, there's the beginning of the second, there's the end of the second. So Zman, anything that's under Zman, is always going to have Kaloyim. There's Ramban, that no matter what, there's a person always, there's always. That's why it says, Yehi Ma'odis Berkiya HaShemayim, Berkiya HaShemayim, the one that shows us, expresses, what's called Yoyim V'layla, Ma'odis is Chosa. Why? It's a Kolo. Because anything that's under the Inya of Berkiya HaShemayim, always will won't be able to exist. And there's a lot of psukim that show out this Yisod. But the Eivish says, Nitzvi, he's Ein Soif, and the Eivish says, Ein Eisel Mitzuyusoy, he's the Shem Havaya, we say it 1,000 times a day, Hoya Hoya V'yeh, the same thing, he's Mark Bullis. The Eivish says, Bleak Bull. Now, there's some things that the Eivish does that when a person, they doesn't appear, even though it's in the Zman, but it's not under the Memshelis of Zman. It's very, very important. I'll give you a Moshe. So also Nisim Lav, it's saying about Yom Heim Bazman Azeh. What's up this Yom Heim Bazman Azeh? The Eivish made a Nes. He made the Nes in the Zman. He made the in the Zman of Chanukah, let's say Lamoshel, Purim, whatever it is, the Nisim, Metzias Mitzrayim. It was in the Teuch Zman, but it's not under the Memshelis of Zman. That Nes could happen again. Because once the Eivish said that he's without his man, he's believed without a bolus, even though he does something in his man, the person and the Ahanoga can have without his man. In other words, even though you're Torah's man, but you're not under the Memshel's man. And that's why we say, Sha'os and Nisim, La Vesele, but your member's man is there, you can have the same nest. Kiliyolim Chazda. What's making the Yolim Chazda? Oymel Haboshin Kiliyolim Chazda. Everything that the Eivish does once, it stays in the Bria, and it stays down, but say said it could be in Behelim. So he goes down the street and then he passes by a place like Reza, there are 2-3 goyim. They can chas v'shom, who knows what they can do. And after became nothing happens, why was the protection? Because it says in the pasuk, le'oig melech haboshon, kiliyolim chastai. Even though you'll have an oig melech haboshon pass by you 1,000 years after that happened, all the hanhogas that the Eivish did once is not totally in Zman. He did it b'tor Zman, but it's not under the Memshelis of Zman. There's a lot of things that way. That's why in Halal, in Pesach, when we say the Nisim, we say the Chovov Kiliyolim Chazdei. Why do we say that? Why? Because these two things come together. Nisim, the Nisim of Sha'os Nisim, and Avsen B'yom and Zman Azeh. Not only that, but the hanhogas of everything goes again and again. And some more, Dvorim Amukim, how these things, how it works, how the Gula works, and how... Well, the Yisod Godel Benoida, but because I would rather get to the more practical thing. Toyd is also not under the Memshelis of Zman. Toyd is a Chulik Vul. Even though Toyd has Mitzvah Zman, there's a person that has these times where Mitzvah Zman Grova. But in the Toyd Gufa, it's not under the Memshelis of Zman. And it's Shayach Summit to have certain Andhogis that in Zman you can go. The Yishalmi State, or Oysa, the Yishalmi Brachas Pekes, or Oysa Tarosa, Itim, Erezim, Mefer Bliss. Toyd is not eaten. There are times that you have to be Mekayim, but in that Dufi you can be Adam Memshelis's mind. That's why the Sfarim explain, why is the Toyd a Mukim Mukim B'Toyda? What's wrong if the Toyd should be written? No, we can't. Because the Toyd cannot be Mukim in his mind. It has to be Mechol Idon V'Idon. It could be even though it's given B'Toyda's mind, but not under the Memshelis's mind. It's one of my Mukim Adlafi. Klaisol is also that way. Klaisol V'Bat, we connect ourselves with the Eibishter. Even though Taka, we were born after the Memshel's Yom of Laila, we're born Tachas the Rekia, and we are Tertes Zman. But after became, if a person is Machaber himself to the Eivishter, he could be not under the Memshel's Zman. That's a chat in the Pasuk, and we say it in Hazinu. Bahanchil El Yom Goyim, Bahafidur Bnei Odom, he divided them, Yasev Gvulus Amen, the Misr Bnei Sol, Yechedek Hashemam, Yaakov Chem Nachlosek. By the Umus Oilem, they have Gvulus, they have Agbolus. But Chalai Yisrael's name, they're connected to Yevishas without Zman, and there's a Bleak Vul. That's the Tratat Ani Hashem Lo Shinisi, Atam Yagav Lo Kalisim. About Yevishas Lo Shinisi, he's not under the Hagbalah from Zman, so therefore they're Yagav Lo Kalisim. As long as you connect yourself with Yevishas. That's in Mechaim Kulcham Ayoim, that's in Netzach Yisrael. I'll just tell you one more Mayim Mokov, which take the State Apostle, Vayir Mahamelech, the Chachom Yodei Itim, the Chachom Yodei Itim. He came to Vayamelech, what they call Yodei Ados Vedin. The Malkus of Olam knows who's the one that is in charge of Zman. The Eivish gives them over the Zman. Gives them over the Torah, about the Behefta. Kaiso Behefzach, but the Eivish with Vekas through Ayyadeh the Torah, which is Lamayla Mazman. The whole Shlita of Zman is in the hands. There's a lot of my mekayimim that bring that up, but I want to get to it. That's what Klai Yisrael was given the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah is achodesh zelachem. You are b'li gvul. If you decide to be b'li gvul, you will be b'li gvul. Yilamayim ben azman. You are kaveh de chadoshim. It says in the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. V'roshei chodsheichem. What's chodsheichem? Just like it says v'yom Shabbos. It says v'yom loish achodesh. What's chodsheichem? So to Rechaim, because chodsheichem is totally in Klai Yisrael. We make the months. We're totally mamashi. They eat them. We're the ones that are keveya. And it says, Rosh HaChadoshim Na'amchan Esotah. We are keveya. Klai Yisrael was given a koyach that we control the whole union, even though we're Tayyaz Man. Of the Vemshel and Zman is not all under us. And we can do things even that has nothing to do with Zman. Slatimah Mekoyim's explained this for how everything we're telling this. This matona that the Yevshi gave us, that Klai Yisrael is in charge of Zman, is the most important thing. Like this, a person's mugbul. What do you mean? I have to sleep 8 hours a day. I got to get my beauty sleep. I have to take care of myself. Otherwise, I'll get pimples. Otherwise, I'll get this, I'll get that. You know, I got to take care of the group. That's because you threw yourself on this man. But if let's say you say, nay, I'm lemailin as man, you see, from 8 hours, it can come to 7.5. And 2 weeks later, it could be 7. And from 7, it could be 6.5. And from 6, it could be 6. And from 6, it could be 5. And then it could be 4. And the Rambam used to sleep 1 hour in every 24 hours. I heard that from my Rebbe. And my Rebbe told me that in that hour, people used to come to him and he used to talk medicine. He used to tell them what they should do in medicine. At that hour, I heard it from my Rebbe. I didn't see this, but that's what he told me. He can rip out from this whole hakbolus from his man. And that's the Indian from Saudi Ibul. Hillel HaZoken, the first famous Hillel HaZoken, he was Makabal the Torah from Shmaya Vahavtalion, and he became the Nasi. 13 days later, there was another Hillel. This is called Hillel HaSheni. He was the last one from the Nasius of Hillel. And 14 days later, it was a few hundred years later, he was the one that was Kaveh, the Etim, the Zman of the calendars, till you boys of Mashiach. Nobody could change it. He knew the Soda Ibu. The Soda Ibu, what Shmuel knew, was that you can't be massive. It's not only the mathematics. But a person knows the sod from Zman, you can actually control how big the month could be, how small the month could be. You could say when it should be Rosh Chodesh, you could say when it should be Yontif, you could say when it should be Rosh Hashanah, everything is totally in your hands. You're mamish and gans and fry from the bowls of Zman. And that's what happens in the Hakol play of Yen Shem Shemayim by Kiddush Levona. By Kiddush Levona is the time that we show that we are the ones that are conveying, we're the ones that are saying, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, it's Lachem to us. And therefore, at that moment, the person reaches a dargi ilov in their yirov and the floor, b'shas kiddush levana. And that's why he says, yahilchot tzarech l'meimil mu'ubat, because he's metafzach mit tishinah. Why are you tafzach? Well, Azevi, the Eib says, l'mayla min azman, amen, she says, l'mayla min azman. That's why people used to say that. Arizal says, by kiddush levana, you're supposed to be mashrish with yitzitzis. Why are you mashrish with yitzitzis? There's a lot of turning down. Abshalim Zalman said that he heard from Yitzchak Yiluchim Diskin. Yitzchak Yiluchim Diskin said, gavaldik lomdus, he said, favos. Why you touch yitzitzis? He says, because the state in the pasuk that when Mashiach comes, your oira halavana could be oira chama. The about the levana is going to be oira chama. And what's the hope to why you don't wear tzitzis? It's because it's only belayla because it's dark. But since the light is going to be light, so maybe we're going to wear tzitzis. If we're holding a tzitzis, we mashish. Oh, we get bald on ton tzitzis. I feel belayla. That's going to be a skiruchim. Well, if he analyzes another text, the reason why tzitzis bring to us the gemara in soite, the gemara in menoches, tchelis doim leyam, dam yam lekiyah, chiyah yam lekiyah yakovi. A man shot tzitzis gedenkt as a visum, so he's chayt him, he knows the mitzvah Hashem. He's mechaber himself with the shchinen. Is that why you're supposed to be tzitzis when a person chmeli the shas kiddush levona? That's why we say David Melchi sol chay v'kayim. David Melchi sol chay v'kayim. David Melchi tishgad zani yorin. His yorin came from other religion. He wasn't on the zman. That's why David Melchi sol chay v'kayim. For what? Because he's not on the memshel of zman. And that's why we say after by kiddush levona. It's more the gemaisis of tzaddikim that used to be poil b'shas. And you say, Dov Melchi Sol Chaim V'Kayim, so Ha Maisa Noido V'Shtetach from the Helik Tzadikim, there's a guy, the one Maisa that's bring down a lot of Sfarim, there was once a year that was traveling, and said, I found the help, and the Henfen shoited him. And they were going to kill him, they ripped him to death, and they had him with their dog that was in Shalshalas, with a chain, a very vicious dog. And the Rosh Hashanah shoited him, together with 5-6 people, and they had that, whenever they have to chase somebody, just release it, and the dog goes in, Shreklach, this person saw he was finished. And he started crying. He says, listen, they said, give us what money you have. He says, I'm a Yid, I don't have anything. He opened up, he says, I got lost, I'm stuck over here in the forest. He says, it's soon as Shabbos, and I feel so terrible, I don't have any money. This is all I have. You want, you can take it, but maybe, he says, nobody else, we want money. We don't have interest. He says, all I have is a few bulkets, have a little bit of wine, that's all I have. No, we want money. So he says, please let me live at least till the end of Shabbos. He says, okay. Anyway, we have to rest, we'll let you in Shabbos. That Shabbos that the men should give that, don't give him davening. wie weit hat gekannt und hat geweint. And he ate his chalas and he ate from the krishkas he gave, he threw on the floor and that dog went and he ate up a little from the krishkas, from the crumbs. He ate from that. And then it gave the shachas and mincha the next day. I think that if, by mincha time already he made his shalas shudas, he finished everything he had. And right after mincha he knew that soon the sun is setting and he's soon going to leave the veld. So it came at night already, the guys, they lit a torch and they told him, okay, listen, we gave you one day, but now we're going to... So he says, listen, all my life I never thought... He says, I never thought I'll miss Malav Malka. Malav Malka was the most important mitzvah of my me. That was the mitzvah I was a makabla myself. Malav Malka, I should leave the veld without Malav Malka. So he said, listen, that's it, we gave you a day. He says, let me Mekaj Levon. Let me say, let me Mekaj Levon. He came to Shoton, gave him Zingin and Tansin, David Melchi Salachai Bekayo. It's not too far from there. There was a grace at Tzadik. Was the Teufels given by Ruach HaKodesh as a mensch gate for the veld. While he's saying, David Melchi Salachai Bekayo. And he was saying at the same time, David Melchi Salachai Bekayo. Was told us that the Zokra Boyne Shalom in the state that Mensch was when Mekayim Zayim Malav and Malka when it's Nashai David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim give him Chai V'Kayim and so all of a sudden the guy released the dog and he tells the dog to go after the guy. The dog goes over to the person and he licks his feet. So the head of the Shaitan was so angry at the dog, how did he kiss his feet? I said, he's like a train to kill. So he kicked the dog in the face. When he kicked the dog in the face, the dog jumped back at him and bit him in the neck and ripped him to death. The others showed it, them saw that, they got so scared of Allah make a love. As I mentioned, Sukkum to find Sukkum to the gates and that, and so until the story got together, the people, Asdosatam Giratavet, and the Tzadik, the kids are there, David Melchi Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. There are people that are not under Memshelis of Zman, Yankov Avinu Loi Meis, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua Benun was Hemed the Shemesh, David Melchi Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, the Tzadik, and that totally controls Zman. There are stories from Tzadik, all the Deuters, but they how they managed to control the whole Zman. And that's why you see a double murder in the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that Loch and Rabbi Hutna says that Gvaldiki is sold in the first shtickle on Pesach. So after a meredith is a, Shemaitim is a matzvahs, Shemaitim is a mitzvahs. Shtetel Loch, a meredith is a. Just like you have, when you have a Shemaitim, you have, let's say you have a piece of bread in front of you. So it's not really, it's really kosher Pesach, except that it has chomets inside. Don't think it's chomets. So after Shemaitim is a matzvahs, Shemaitim is a mitzvahs, if you have zviz makim the mitzvahs, if you have a mitzvah that goes and has like chomets in it, you mash the mitzvah, it's not shad, it's a zaydi, it's a good mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. I'm really davening good. But if you daven late, it's filled in the ganze mitzvah, it's a chomets dike mitzvah. Don't stay there. Klai Yisrael is supposed to be l'maylem el zman. You're not allowed to do anything with hakbolus of zman. You're not allowed to do anything with hakbolus of zman. It's a moedik yisod golu benoida. And thus can metayz an emej. Atke de kach, the sefer chassidim holds, and tof tof ayin ches. If somebody has an opportunity to become a mitzvah now, and then he has in 2 months later, he'll be able to get a better talus. Talus no, sefer toyde no. Says do it now. Chashti v'lo yismamoti. If you have a mitzvah, you can't have any answers to the mitzvah. Whatever you can, the level that you can do it, that's how you're supposed to do it now. That's you see a lot of people that went, that was shoylet, that let Zman be shoylet on them. You know Menashe was the king, Menashe. You know what he did? He went and he put Avodah Zorah on the Har HaMashchis. So Krashi, it's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Melachim Beis, Chof Gimel. Why is it Har HaMashchis? Where is the Har? No one ever heard of the name Har HaMashchis. So Krashi, it's Har HaZeisim. Har HaZeisim, he went because Har HaZeisim was such a precious mountain. And it turned into Har HaMashchis. Why did he do it? Menashe knew that Har HaZeisim was connected to the Har the Mul connected base Kodesh Kodesh, that's where they made the Paraduma. It was Nishma called Tuma. Such a halakha place. And they had a Gesher from Eitz that went from the Har HaZeisim, from the Har HaZeisim right away to the Kodesh Kodesh. And that was the mountain that used to be Masim Suez. They used to show way when is the Kodesh. So Menashe knew that this is the thing that Klai Yisrael controls Zman. From this and this mountain, he put Avodah Zarah over there. And it turned to Malach, and it turned to Har HaMashchis. Anybody that realizes that he's under the Memshel Sazman, it's altogether different. The person's never going to get out. That's what we say in Shir Ashirim, Al Tiruni Shanisha Chachoyres. Take a look that I'm black. That the sun burnt me, so it looks like I'm under the Memshel Sazman. That's only B'nai Imi Nichrubi. Samuni Natalis Akrom, Kamishlin, I'm Smishnu Misa Oilim, I'm a Golos, I'm under the Memshel Sazman. But Yid Be'etzim is not that way. That's the idiot, the whole idiot of Chedus and the idiot of Chippozen. What's Chippozen? Chippozen means this is the time to be a Zoris. People make such a mistake. Hov Rachmonis, I'm your friend. Listen to what I'm telling you. No matter when you daven, in the morning, daven, and the earlier minyan. No matter where you are, daven earlier. be b'chipazon. This is the chodesh that you become b'chipazon. This is the chodesh. Yochum Rosh Chodesh. Tamalayim with the Sibik Tzis Mitzayim is then. Oh, but the ganze chodesh Nissan is a chodesh of his chachos. You're going to be in a chodesh has a lochem. Shtoch lochem. You can be controlling your life. The rest of your life, you can be an under mensch. You live a life of chipazon. Chipazon means you move. You're on the bull. You have to go very, very fast. Chipazon Yisrael. Chipazon the Mitzayim. Chipazon the Shechina. However, I don't want to go into the Pratim now. But this is all in Zion. You must Zion in a matzah for chipazon. And that's why it's the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah is achuish zelachem. You are in charge of your time. There are many people that live a life of sluggishness. Now, I'm not talking if you're overweight, if you're not overweight, that's not the word. You're sluggish. You get kezach l'sha'etz again. You have to go, you'll bench without a siddur because you're too lazy to go to the shenkel to get one. It's a sluggish kate. Why? When you bench, you'll bench like a yid. It's a sluggish kate. You'll get a shef of panosa. He can't get up. But a mensch that's mamish bichipozin, he's molly zrizas, chashti vleis mamotin, get up, move! And one meiser brings another meiser, brings another meiser. Now is the time. Don't waste any time. This is the chodesh. This is the chodesh. Laman tiska, this is you have to remember what you got out of inside bichipozin. If you train yourself now, and your children, your wife will see that you're chipozin, you're on the bull, you're fierce, you move, you'll be fry from everything. You'll get out of your own personal mitzrayim. You'll get out of your meitzer, a mensch. So from the Odessa, that's hanum for the Friedrich, what's from Tumas Mitzrayim, is a meitzer, is a fence, you can't get out. No one ever escaped, it was a meitzer, Ruchnis the Gagash, now is the time, you can break those chains. All you do is have to be b'chipozin. You have to be on the ball. You have to be fierce. There's no such thing as a snooze alarm clock. You have an alarm clock as the minute. What's the alarm? And what I was once in, I lived in Yeshiva many, many years ago, maybe before you were born. And I remember, at that kufa, was the visit kufa, I was a veker. Stack a hanger with the azorius, wake everybody. Not sad, it's maybe vicious, but alright. Hanger, wake up. So I remember, I'll never forget it. I remember, he's a Rosh, I'm totally stern from Philadelphia. I remember it was a Bochi Yeshiva, it was rooms together with, I would say, it was roommates, said, oh, Tamir Chachom, he used to get up, I was like, spring! I would look forward every day to see the way, as soon as I heard the knock, I opened up the door, the rush opened up the door, all of a sudden I was just sprung in Mamash, first of all, she never was downstairs right away, it's so great for them. There's certain people. So, as Jesus, Rav Nosson told me, this I heard from Rav Nosson. He said that by Rabbi Ruchim, you went to Rabbi Ruchim's room, and early in the morning when he got up, you heard, he was roaring like a lion. Can't get the motors going. What's he roaring like a lion? What's this, a game? What are you, in kindergarten? He's got a kari. There's no such thing. I hear somebody tell me, how do you get up? He says, after he puts a lock on, he puts his hand on his head. Holds up at least the head. It's about 5 minutes. And then, he pauses. Now's the chance. He gets a bite and then says, Shmaitim is a matzis, or Shmaitim is a matzis. And that was the sword. That was the sword of the Gosesha Golos. The Golos is 400 years. No, it's 210. Then you make the Shikul Torah. What's the Chedek? This is Laman Tiska. You're Lamayla Min Azman. Don't be Mughal in Zman. That's why the whole Matzis on the Oichel on Shul Ma'a Shum Shulah Hispik B'tzeichim Shnell Leif with the Matzis Shnell. Rabbi Yeruchim Netis Azei Shein Arum Mitzchad Yed Yed the Posh of the Mensh Beken Shlein Zayn Bechitza. You can see what goes on in a matzah bakery. The zlizes, the zlizes, the ganze chetze from a matzah bakery is it's the chmeyne, the run a ride, the zlizes, and it can't be shoylet on zman can't be shoylet on dos. And dos is dein chelus when you eat that matzah. That's your chelus when you eat that matzah. Oh. Remember someone to go to a lot with the Indian from Hasmoda, someone says, Srups of Hasmoda. From Grace Tzadikim, and the Tzadikim, all the doilies, what it means Hasmoda not to be mafsik. Time doesn't allow, it's 12 o'clock already. What's this made? The Zeit, how people, how they value time. But the thing, the Santa Maisa, when the Vilna Gaon was 8 years old, Heta Maisa. At that time, there were people that were learning Kirsha Chodesh. I remember when it was Birkas HaChama, 2 times ago. I did it 3 times, Baruch Hashem, let's actually do it many more times. And then when I was in Tavgana, Yingala, then I did it again, 3 times. Baruch Hashem, about 2 times ago, I remember this, that Rabbi Leol Levine was learning Kish HaChodesh, was learning with Rabbi Yitzchak Sokol. It's about Kish and a math mind, and they both plowed it through Kish HaChodesh. That sefer, that Maktsari is closed for a lot of people, most of us, who have no shaykhis with them. Most people it's closed. There are a lot of people that try to learn it, master it, and it's very, very hard. The Rambam's Chachbainis, besides the myth, have to know the Nyona from the Shoyas up and down. I remember the Maisim and the Chazanish. The Chazanish had the Kavatarech from the Shalom when they should when they should, the people in Mir, when they went over the date line, when they should face Yom Kippur. And the Chazon Ish had he already had written his Kuntus of Yud Ches Shoyis. He wrote it already years before. He knew the Mitzvah, and right away he sent them a telegram. And other people got involved. And the Chazon Ish was very, very upset. He says that Tatas Nishod the Kindlach Shpilah. Was it young people, Zerangeton, the Mitzvah, Dirtin for a month, and they really came talking, Mitzvah, with Chazon Ish, like they're a shokel. It's like, he said, the Tatas Nishod the Kindlach Shpilah, but we have a Chavis Das and anything. The Seyde Ibur is not only the mathematical equation. You go to YU, go to the professors in college, they'll tell you, you're not going to get it. You'll make mistakes. They'll go Menatzah. The Chayach. It's given over, the Seyde Ibur is from Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel was given it over, and he gave it over to Rabbi. He gave it over, and there's a lot of Torah about the Seyde Ibur, how you're allowed to give it over, b'chulu. Kol Pona, the Vilna was 8 years old. And at that time, a lot of people was Harangeton in the Kiddush HaChodesh and all the Halachas and Rambam, and the only way they could do it, if you had to do B'chushas, they made like a model thing, like the Galgalim and the things, and it just didn't come out straight. They couldn't figure it out. This one made a Cheshmer, each one came with the Kadulim, a different Galgalim. They tried to make it like a small thing that you figure it out, like when you make a map, and they made like a physical thing, and they tried to work things out with the sun, with the moon, with all the Cheshmeres. They just couldn't get it. They had the biggest illusion working on it. They got together, they took even professors together with them, and they just couldn't get it. So one by his son, they said, you know, there's a little kid, this is an 8-year-old kid. They said he knows everything. Look how laughed when that was. 8-year-old kid's normal. They said he knows everything. So the Vilna Gaon was in his house, and he came to his house, and the food wasn't ready. So Pooked, at that time, somebody came to him, they asked him, if his check, maybe he could come over to this place, where they got to say, he hobbled along the 8-year-old Yerike Yingler, he came over to him. And he looked them over all in one second. He hopped the veris door, and the second he looked at the things around him, he says, "No, I'm sorry." He says, I don't mean my own covet, I just mean the covet of the Chachom, but I think there's mistakes over here. And with minutes, he explained them what this, that. They took off the shoes and Vikush seine Fis, Eid Yereke Yingala, because he was massive, the Soida Ibur, with all the Knechim, with all the Sheetas of Shoinim, down to the list, Mishnah Brura. He knew everything. And they couldn't be shy as a kind all of a sudden. Same thing, just like the Vilna Gaon had it, the Chazon Ish had it. The Soida Ibur, because this is the most, this is the Chosh HaZalachem. This is the beginning and everything. Chazon Ish knew every Mitzvah of Torah. But when it came to this Mitzvah, everybody was nishtoim. Everybody was nishtoim. They put their hands down at the Chazon Ish is a gerech. Say, Moed HaGemaisim, when the Chazon Ish came once to Eitz Yisrael, the year Tov Shin, went to his nephew, made a chasnan, so he had to go. And he went to Eitz Yisrael, he came to Eitz Yisrael, he went to the Kreisel, they describe it. How he went to the Kreisel, and the people that were with him, he took off his tzitzis before, the night before, because he held his mesufik of tzitzis have to be ripped. And that, so he came, we went without tzitzis, and he stood next to the Kreisel, don't get in vain, his goof was shaking so hard, they had a hold of him, made his item, he shouldn't fall down, that's how hard he cried. He told him no one should touch the Kreisel, but the hands should not, he had been mixed the shnei beer, some hold from the outside of the stones. And he did, it was later they described it, was Zayn Bikr by the curse of those people that saw it, such a to describe. And then when he walked back, and then after he came back, going back from the curse, he went to visit Rabbi Sazalman. He went to visit Rabbi Sazalman, and Rabbi Sazalman he was the only one that he called Moron. Chazon Ish called Rabbi Sazalman Moron, the only one. And when he wrote letters, he wrote beautiful. But to him, he called Moron. And then he spoke to him in Kiddush, Rabbi Sazalman is in things in Kiddush HaChodesh, in this Mitzvah in the Rambam. So he said, after he left, at the Maklor Gemacht, Mamash, a lot of the points that Rabbi Sazalman was missing, he said, Chagvus Rav Avram Yishai is Azei Greis. Oba Azei Greis! Those are what he was. He says, Mamash, he's Shoylik in this Mitzvah. He's just so out of this world, so out of this world. The Chedush Adim also was very, very big in that. The Chedush Adim was very, very big, and he wrote the Chedush Adim, some of the Chalokim wrote when he was 17 years old. Rav Chaim Brisket, Muy Bahaflogi, he said, Muy to give praise to Chedush Adim. He used to be a Koshintz and Magid was nifted because he had a son, a Moshe Koshintz, he took over the Bista, and the Chedush Adim left him, and he went to a different Rebbe, he went to Ishbitz, he went there. And Moshe was very, very angry at him, he was very upset, he had such a keli, the Chedush Adim, and such a person said, leave him, he had Moyadika HaKpodis in him. And it was terrible, every time that he lost 13 children, he told him, Dus Gishtet, my Shabbos, Dus Lama Gishtet, Shabbos. And he lost 13 children on Shabbos. All the children, 13 children to Falun. It was that part of him that Moshe Koshintz said, because he said, you're by my father, you have to stay by me. He was very upset. That was one of the we don't have no shachas to these tzaddikim. Can't even come out say over the stories. Chas v'shalom shatzam this way that way. Hakoponim the Rabbi Moshe Kozhet say he's mishadach with the enigel from the Noid of Yehuda. So fashteitzach the two mishpachas come to chasam the chasidim with the mitznagdim. This when the Noid of Yehuda's mishpacha came, oh the grace alone them done. They said, oh we're going to fix his wagon. They're going to come to the chasna by the kabbalah. Put him to my fregin there la moish la for shaylas. Put him in his place. Is they prepared? The grace of Tamir Chachom prepared. Is the Chedush Hadin Bivno? He left his Rebbe, but Alpha Piken, he said that he knows. He knows about the Chasna. He says he has to go there because he knows that they're gonna want to break him. And he ran to the Chasna. He threw the two funny. The place was packed. There was plenty of people came. So then all the celebrities that came to the Chasna, and the Chedush Hadin, his beard didn't even grow in yet. It was come growing in. So he looked like a bocher, and he wasn't even dressed. He just says, he goes, Wolfen gleich zu der Chasna, he ran, he pushed his way, until he stood right in the back of Ramoy Shakosh, and so he stood right in the back of him. He's right away, one person said, oh, there's a sort of misnag, he's going to, I won't fit it up, so I never, the Akashim, so I rammed him in case of a book. Yes, Akashim, in case of a book. So the Chadush Adim, right away said, Dos is Akashim, the Shem Tzachnish. And he ripped the guy, all this came out, he's with the Reis, the Chadush Adim was really all going to put him down. So the Chadush Adim, the Chadush Adim, the Rebbe, the Rebbe, the Rebbe, the Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Kiddush HaChodesh is no man of Kashi, he says, but those kids are mifregen. Give them a bochel, those kids are mifregen. And these people, they prepared weeks in advance in the world, they were big people, some gavus. The Chodesh Adim, it's a great tzaddikim that knew this Mitzoya, they were very, very, very big. In time from Rabbi Shulayb, Rabbi Shmuel Salanta, also there was somebody that built up all the houses in Meir Shorim. There's a mensch, a person, Rabbi Yankov Mann, he was the one, he was an architect, but it was the Ilui Otzim, Nazar Gein, a mensch. And there was a lot of tremendous chokhmah that was built up in those houses in Meir Shorim. He was the one that built it, Abba Yermitz in Skye. Those houses were set to have Ekishtel. And while he was building in the middle of one of the houses, he got up, somebody told him, Hadrov, the Shlaimirov, the Shmuel Salant is calling you. So he ran right away, Mitzah in the dose, he ran with his dirty clothes, he ran to Rabbi Shmuel Salant. So, what's will the Rebbe? So Shmuel Salant was waiting by the door, waiting for him because he was so tzatumul. He showed him a Rambam, said, clap this in Kiddush HaChodesh, what should he do? So he looked at it in a second, he put down the Rambam, and then Mesadik ben the Gantz Halachas. He went out of his cave. Shmuel Salant said, look, and this is just blaming the person, that's an architect. I said, well, that mentions a special mensch, that mentions a gold, oh, grace, a mensch. And he used to put on the mezuzahs on a certain slant according to the tilt of the house. He had everything. He was up by a rain of mensch. Rav Shmuel Salant is over. As a rain of mensch, v'yem ekem takabis and kiddush levona. Ekem and kiddush hachodesh. First, that's to realize that kiddush the hachodesh has a lochem. This is the chodesh nissen. A rain of helik hachodesh. This is the time when zman is given to you. Be sure that on the zman you'll be odom doig al ibov yomov. You'll worry about a day that pierces gavalt. What did I do with today? Have seichel. I told you 1,000 times from the Ramchal. There's a moyed dika hashpah comes down to different kremis. Take a look at the hashpah comes down to Lakewood. And please, I know the eshet. Send toys and yidden learn toy there at least. Achutz and the mishpachas and the tatas and the koil all over. But kinder will make that zaribu from toy there. Is what if it comes ben asman? Where does all that hashpah goes? So if let's say 1,000 people learn, they get all that 10,000 hashpahs. And let's say 100 learn. And let's say 2 people learn. Let's say one person learns, is a men's all arayachap and be shoylet. You have to be miyakar was his main tzait, was his main tzaddikim, and learn about these people and think about them, how they value time. Now, Bohbel, when he was walking the street, there was a duna, and somebody asked him, Nebuchadnezzar, and he said, what? And the duna, the ganze street was shaking. And then, this is a bachlanish gehert. He said, you can't say in a zazach. The Vilna Gaon is very upset. He was once sitting by a shir, and everyone was shushkining. He said, "What's the shak?" So he said, "It was a big duna. They went off. Let it be masik and Talmud Torah." He said, "How did you hear it? How did you hear such a zach?" Rabbi Chonim was ever masik from Talmud Torah. This deep mention was cooked up Rabbi Chonim. Mention was a cooked by Rabbi Ochbe. Then a shtana. They see these are mentioned like possibly put in Megizim. And Rabbi Ochbe made a chasna. He made a chasna for his son. It's Alam Gekum. Alam Gekum is Zen Rabbi Ochbe. Give cover to the Torah, and they came to the Chasma Rabbah Ber. Now Moshe Shmuel Shapiro said over the Smaisa. He was a Bochum. Yeah. It's but the Chasma came, as a grace of mention, I'm a Kuma. Right away they told Rabbah Ber, there's no, and right away they took him into the middle, not like today, all the clouds again in the middle. But to know it's Mishun, I'm like, still can't figure that all about, but I don't believe it. He says, Chuli HaNefesh. Chuli HaNefesh. Chuli HaNefesh, Mamash. Where's going to the Bayan's Chasna? He said, few mentioned. He told me which four people went. He says, hi, not boss. Now looking at the Gatsi Shiva, Fahdi Shiva, who going to Chasna? He says, well, a few friends go to, he said, Vegeta Chasna. And he, Vet Hans, I used some Vet Gitans in the midden. Who says in the midden? Rav Shiva stands in the midden. Who says in the midden? I was wondering, like, what was like, what would have been the pictures like in the middle? So he described the Chasna. Rabobel Gitanski, do Rabobel, the Helik Rabobel. And they told Nabuchodonosor came in. So Nabuchodonosor right away, so Rabobel turned around to see where Nabuchodonosor came in. So Nabuchodonosor saw Rabobel, he picked up his hands and he started dancing, covered up towards Rabobel. Rabobel danced, each one like this, like that. Facing each other, up and back, each one patching their head. And Moshe Shmuel, he was a Bochodon. He said, all the Talmidim from Rabobel, Nabuchodonosor stood around, they cried. They cried so hard. They didn't even know why they cried. But they saw the way the Torah gives cover to the Torah. That there's nothing else in these two people's mind except the Torah. And each one is bottle and mavutl, bottle and mavutl, bottle and mavutl. And they gave cover to each other with such a gavaldik and roimus and nefesh that you can't be massive. The little that we know, somebody told Rabbi once in a voice. Somebody told it over to Biskinov. So the Biskinov said, Nishnos Rabshah. So somebody had enough strength, he went by Rabbi Obed, and began to draw, the Biskarov, and the Rabbi Gazak said, Nishprat. So they told him, so one of the Talmidim was a shtickle as he says, oh, Memena is the Rabbi, in love with Rabbi Obed, and the Rabbi is going to answer him. Well, you can't say Polizan, but he says, Uy, to the door, was made as Mekenzach Polizan, and Meken Polizan with the Biskarov. The cover that turned the one that had to the other one. It was mind-boggling. It was just beyond. Nothing else lived in this world except the covenant Torah. As the Moshe Shmuel said, the lives were changed. The lives were changed. The mighty, they can't take it out of their eyes. To be covered, get covered. These are the people that can tell you. When you have nothing to do, on the Kensnish learning, take a Sefer Nabokhba's life story. Look at the stories about Nabuchonon and read and see what is made by Zay Amadut Talmud Torah. Learn what is made hasmod by these people. It's lo yuma ki is super. This is nishtam zayn lishachem. That's what we have to do out of this stuff. That's clean of our Pesach. Oh, shteit medes nachuma. Ein tovel the odom kiyem lo homo satsma lim toyder. Vlasik bat tomid. Vlasik bat tomid. Vlasik bat tomid. Yes, it's the same as man. You have to make a cheshna on nefesh. What's the gittolen? How much time did we kill? We killed man. I just heard of a chosh of yid, as I tell the yid, and Loyalene was diagnosed. The sound that Miss Nevish me and a mensch, I can't tell you, his whole life is destroyed. Just the. Boshem, I'm zaining gesund, umageet leben ebig, right? So, nusoy's the tide. That's what the Abishim, what time means to us. Starting from tonight. Then my sefer learned for how the shof had a geish lofen. Well, how to say for geish avek. Get it away from me, I come back to you. Lost it up at trail. Get it, feel what it means. I'm a new Talmud Torah. No matter what you do, it makes a difference what you do in your life. Be kavei eat on the Torah. Not so is the tzayit, but fatter of Pesach, prepare for Pesach. Bemis, I would say another vow, but there's no time, I can't. I'm too tolerant with the moment is, unless you want to give me $100,000, I'll be more than happy to tell if it's talking, then I'll be free. But it's just, I'm too tolerant. I just want to tell you against the Pesach. You have to prepare the Agudah. You have to prepare the Agudah. The kids come with notes. That's for the day Suda. At night, the two Sedarim is being gathered to Levinach. You can be Makai Machnos and Sorkim. It's a gewaltige heilige mitzvah. Oh, but this is the Chir Banach mit the kinder. Pay your children, or have your children pay you. You should stay up the whole night. Stay up the whole night. Learn the tiny kinder. Till they see the Tadavash. It's also the Maile Berezman. Stay up. There's so many Svarim out there. There's no Teretz in the world, if you like Madroshim. Make it a round the table discussion. Every Medesh, what do you learn from the Medesh? Let me think. I rang the Zach. Don't forget, you have to finish everything this man before you have to finish. The going holds all the Koises. Also has to be, at least the third Kois for sure, has to be before Chatzos. But then afterwards, clean up the table. You don't have to wait that your wife has to be a fashklaft, especially if you eat by a shvigo parents. Make sure, right after the Seder, you clean up the whole family, cleans up, set the table like tomorrow morning. And then everybody come back, sit by the table. Let the little kids bring the pillows with benklach, let them sit over there. Till the oryoin, they should hear the voice, they should hear the way you say shir ashirim. They should hear the way you cry a little shir ashirim if you're in the matzah. And prepare the Haggadah. Chol Moed. What's the Taitch of Avad? Avad means Metevzach. Moed. Moed Metevzach. Mevem Metevzach. Mit the hippopotamus and great adventure. Mit Vemen gets us a treff in the Chol Moed. Mit Vemen. Mit Vemen. Mit Vemen. Who? Mit Vemen. Vemen. He's saying the Heilig is fun. If you want to know this, so he said by Dinah Gan Eden, take a look at how your matzav is in Pesach. He said that. He states the Heilig is fun. I don't have the pshat. I don't know the pshat. I heard this from a great mensch. I didn't see it inside. What's the exact time Pesach? Where's the chedus? Are you going to be fashklav? You're going to go to the concert? You're going to go, where are you going to go? What's going to be the time? So say again, I think you have to realize it's a time, it's family time. It's a time you have to spend time with family. You have an elfin, Baruch Hashem, you have Shven Shviger, you have Kravim, you have to go visit. Chayvodim Lahatim Tayyid Ab Negel, you have to go. But there's a lot of extra time besides that. A lot of extra time, but I mentioned that Nutzim Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah. Take one of your children, if they're old enough, learn with them Shir HaShirim. I have one of my Abims, I said, Tzadik, I took them Shir HaShirim. I would learn Shir HaShirim one day, the Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, it's Glenn, I didn't say Shir HaShirim with Rashi. Next year I took a different word somewhere, I took a Chavuz, I didn't say Shir HaShirim with Rashi. Under the Vilt. It's an under the world, I'm telling you, it's an under the world. Nutzo is the yontof of Chayes, Dikazach, you should be Shoyletan's man. No matter how old you are, no matter what your physical matzav is, you have to be Shoyletan's man. You have to be Shoyletan's man. That's a Chayesh Zalachem, that's a Kapazim. No, the Apes is on Zalabenshin. If you get out of Mitzrayim, Emol far Alamol. We should go into Chayes from Zosach Baheftan, we should connect to the Torah, to the Apes, we should be Zerchen for the good of the Chayesh Amen.
Different time you said about the lottery, so for $1 you should be paid off, but that's the $9.